There is over the top, there is way over the top, and then there is the show premiering on the Bravo cable channel tonight, a show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is in geosynchronous orbit over the top. It is a reality TV show, a makeover show, a show based on the premise that a man in search of style is a man in need of guidance from a gay man, or from five of them. A squad of five gay men, Fab Five is their vanity license plate, set out to solve the crisis of style afflicting some straight man in need. Tonight, it is a man named Butch, an artist and scenic carpenter, whose wardrobe and apartment are peculiarly unscenic.
Oh, my grossness. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, by the time the bottle gets dusty, the red wine's not good anymore, probably.
Looks like if you were to sit on this, other than getting crabs, you'd get scoliosis.
There's actually no styling products.
So I went through your closet, and what I did is I put all the stuff that's not workable on the floor, and then I hung the good stuff.
By the time the five gay men are done with him, Butch, his clothes, and his apartment are fit for a spread in GQ. At the show's end, the Fab Five toast their success.
He really adapted to his new look like that. I mean, he has new hair, new clothes.
I think he was totally psyched about change.
We took a slab of raw beef and we made it into was that designer meat?
Sort of like
a tasso ham.
Like a spicy ham.
Here's to bringing out the best in Butch.
Cheers, boys.
To Butch.
From Butch to Bangin'.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers, queers.
Well, David Collins is the creator and executive producer of this show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He joins us from our New York bureau. Having a lot of fun with gay stereotypes here?
The stereotypes are part of it for sure. At the same time, it's a little bit more than that. The Fab Five are there to not only infuse style, taste, and class, but also hopefully break some walls down between the gay guys and the straight guys and realize that guys are guys and we all want to feel good about ourselves.
Each of the five has a specialty, has a special talent that he brings. What do they do?
Indeed. Fashion, grooming, interior design, culture, and food and wine. And each of them came from very credible backgrounds. Just because they're gay doesn't give them style, taste, and class.
And you feel that the lack of style of the male heterosexual is so boundless that you can do seasons of this, I assume, on television.
Definitely. There's lots of opportunities, but in the show actually has a narrative structure to it that allows us to kind of come into the guy's world and go through their adventure of the Fab Five, taking them and just opening up the doors to different possibilities that perhaps they didn't know were there or were a little intimidated to go down that path alone.
Now, at least one television critic, Tom Shales of the Washington
Yes.
Post today, and I assume there are others out there in the wings, he seems to think that you are taking people back to a time when derision about homosexuals was the norm, was socially acceptable. Is that true, and is self-derision all that different from the derision of others?
You know, the concept that five gay men are able to kind of look at themselves, make fun of themselves, look at the straight guy, make fun of him, and then turn that around and bring it together. The heart of the show, it's about the fact that gay guys, straight guys, they may do things a little different in the bedroom, but in the end, they're just men. And if we're able to break some of those dispersions down through this, all the better.
And I guess to say that the show doesn't take itself too seriously would be the understatement of the decade or the still young century.
It's you can't take it too seriously. And yet, at the same time, we're not there to say that just because you like your shoes or your hair makes you gay. Just because you watch football makes you straight. Gay guys come in all shapes and sizes just like straight guys, and if they're able to help each other, all the better. Women have been using them for years and singing their praises, so why not share that with the straight brethren?
Well, David Collins, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Do you think you guys could do anything for our New York bureau, by the way, from what you've seen?
We can bring them in, no problem.
Okay, David Collins, who is the creator and executive producer of the new show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which premieres tonight on the Bravo cable channel.